Jonathan, how are you? Happy holidays.
Great. Happy holidays, Gary and Gresh. Good to hear your voice.
Well, boy, what a week, huh?
Wow.
You talk about going from that Carolina game, which was controversial and exciting and compelling, and then we go into the Denver game, and at halftime, down 24-0, and for that team to come back the way they did, I mean, you know, we started the program, Jonathan, with the question, what did it tell us about that team? And when you look at the New Orleans game and you look at the Denver game, what it told me is you don't want to play the Patriots in the playoffs. You do not want to play them because it doesn't matter what the score is. It doesn't matter what the situation is. They are never out of it. And they will scratch and claw their way until the final buzzer.
It was for me, I think, the most memorable regular season game for sure. And I think the greatest testament to the team and Bill and the staff's ability as coaches is to have lost on the road on a Monday night the way we lost, have a short week. We actually had an airplane issue, too, getting out of Carolina, so the team got back extra late or, you know, mid-morning on Tuesday, basically. Got back later than we were expected to. And you have a short week, and then you're down 24-0 at halftime in those weather conditions. I think a lot of teams in any sport would have shut it down at that point. And to come out and perform like we did in the second half, it's a real testament to the character of the team, to the quality of the players, to the coach's ability to coach. It was really special to watch and be a part of.
Well, and you had some other people step up too. A young guy in Jamie Collins. I know somebody who I hammered in one of my report cards on CSNNE.com, Dane Fletcher, stepped in and played well. And it seems like the depth of the roster showed up in that particular game, in a game where I honestly thought at 24-0, given the conditions, that there was no comeback that was in the offing.
The depth of the roster point is a really good point, and I think often, you know, we talk about player decisions at the top of the roster and money. And I think what people who are fans of the game, those are the players you get really excited about, the ones who are the names you read each week. But really, the NFL season, it's a cliche, but it's true. It's a marathon. And you got to have depth 1 to 53. You got to have depth 1 to 53. And sometimes you make salary cap decisions and personnel decisions that you're weighing the difference between having what people perceive as a difference maker at the top of the roster with the depth that you need to survive a season. And it's a constant push and pull. And you saw just this past week, we lost one of our practice squad D linemen to the Dolphins. We get guys pulled off a lot, and that's all about depth management. And so I think what you saw Sunday night, given the levels of injuries we've had all year, seeing some guys that went out during that game, and to do what we did in the second half and have first-year guy like Jamie step up and play so well when he got his opportunity. Dane's been with us a couple of years. He played well. I don't want to go down the list of names of guys who've played well, because everybody played great in that second half. Led by Brady set the tone on that first drive, and that was so much about Tom and Peyton leading into the game. And I think you don't want to discount what Tom did in the second half of that game. It was special, and I know I'm rambling in response to your answer, but it really is about depth, it's about leadership, it's about character, and it was really fun to watch, and it's great that we had a chance to do it at Gillette. The crowd, under very difficult conditions, was awesome, and they stuck with us at halftime. I realize a lot of people probably weighed the decision whether or not to leave, and we're so happy they stayed, because I think the crowd made a huge difference in the second half.
Well, I want to know about the conversation that went on in the box with the wind. Now, your dad was quoted in one of the papers that someone said to him, hey, do you have a call? Do you have a phone? You know, like he's Al Davis, you know? Like you're going to call down to Bill in a hotline. But what was the conversation like when Bill said, take the win? I mean, we know the players. I mean, Logan Mankin said to us at Comcast Sportsnet, we went, Bill, what? Are you sure? Are we hearing you right?
We have a lot of we talk about the game a lot. I had an inkling Bill was going to do that. I just felt like the wind had been such an advantage, and our defense was playing well in the second half. The wind would be such an advantage from a field goal perspective because that wind was strong. It meant you had to get by the first possession and not give up a touchdown. But if you could get by that first possession and not give up a touchdown, the wind would make a 20 to 30 yard difference literally on where in the field you could try a field goal. And I think it would clearly help you in field position with the punting game. So it's fun. I'm sure people all over the country were debating things in their living room. We were having the same debate, but looks like Bill made the right decision. Ironically, I think if the Broncos had won the toss, they probably take the ball, and if they take the ball, we end up with what we wanted anyhow. So it worked out well.
Thanksgiving football seemed to be, Jonathan, a really big hit this year. You ended up having three great games. They were pretty competitive. You had a little drama thrown in there with the Mike Tomlin situation. I know Thursday night football has come under scrutiny, and in my mind, rightfully so. But there is something to Thanksgiving football, and I did forget that Detroit ended up pulling away from Green Bay there late and really extended that game. But I think overall, ratings wise, relative competitiveness, and just eyeballs on televisions, Thanksgiving football is a massive success for the NFL.
It's the perfect complement to the perfect family holiday, and I think football has benefited greatly by becoming a part of the Thanksgiving tradition. And from the NFL perspective, you brought up the Detroit Green Bay game. I think one thing it lets you do is it spotlights some teams. It's effectively having three national games in a day. And so you're going to see some teams that you don't normally get to see. And guys in New England, we don't get a chance to see Megatron play that much. And the chance to see Megatron play is great. And then the fact that the night game were two AFC rivals of ours as well as AFC North division rivals, it's special. And I know that the schedule makers put a lot of thought and time into how to make sure the matchups that they're putting together in April have the best chance of being great for the whole country on Thanksgiving Day, and it's worked out well.
Well, I'll tell you, Jonathan, for me, that Thursday night game is money because, rarely, I think, anybody with a family has a chance to sit down and watch all three games. It's just, it's one of those days where it's kind of crazy. So you try to get the most of each game as you go along, but Thursday night, when everything's done, it's perfect. And for whatever reason, I mean, the schedule makers got it right because we had the Patriots and the Jets. You had the Harbaugh Bowl in the past. There seems to be a concentrated effort to make that Thursday night game a rivalry game, a game that matters. And that, to me, is the key. Yeah, because the thing of it
and
is... Go ahead.
No, you're right. And because it's not... the league is locked into Dallas and Detroit in the two afternoon slots, so you have to look at their schedule and see who they're playing. But that night game, Howard Katz, who makes the schedule for the NFL, I think that might be just about the first thing he does now each year is look at that 8:30 time slot on Thanksgiving and think about what a really compelling matchup will be for the country. And he's gotten it right the last couple of years. My guess is he'll stick with rivalry games, and my guess is it'll continue to do pretty well. And hopefully we're always, if we're playing the away team, because it's not around the country, Thanksgiving is not a traditional high school football day the way it is in New England. And I think to your point, Gary, once you get to the end of the day, that's where the family is eating. They've probably watched a high school game, and you're ready to sit on the couch and watch football. So the Patriots are always happy to be in the game, but we'd like to be away so we don't interrupt or interfere with that tradition.
I know the Texans are down this year, but over the past couple of years, the game has really meant something. And if you look at it, there are good memories there if you're thinking Super Bowl, and then, of course, there's bad memories with the whole Welker turning his knee. But there's no question the organization definitely has some links to Houston and the building you're standing in right now.
That Carolina Super Bowl, it's hard to walk on this field. The Super Bowl 38, that was a really special game. The first Super Bowl we won the way we won it and what we did, the emotions of it will always be special and be at the pinnacle. But as, in terms of a pure football game, that one that we played here was like a game of two halves, a defensive struggle and then an offensive explosion by both teams. It's hard to walk into this building and not have memories of that game and how special it was. And I remember the last time we played here in the regular season and Wes got hurt, and walking on the bus and seeing Wes, that's where he had gone even before the players had left the locker room, and I wanted to see him. And the first thing Wes said is, I'm going to be ready for opening day. And you say in your head, how can that be possible? And only Wes Welker is able to do that. And he lived up to it. And I think the playoffs might have been a little different that year if Wes had been on the team. So that's obviously not a good memory of this building. The one thing that's different today that we've never seen before, though, is the roof's open. So I'm sure that's been talked about in the broadcast, but it really, the building has a different feel with the roof open, and it's going to be fun to watch the game like this today.
Well, Jonathan, enjoy it. Nice temperatures down there, we understand, in the low 70s up here, not the case. So take advantage of the good weather and enjoy the game.
All right. Take care, guys.
See you, Jonathan.
We'll talk to you next week here at Foxborough.